the great excel in simplicity, goodness, and truth. This is instant inspiration from Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. The great excel in simplicity, goodness, and truth. Well, let's look at these words because they tell us something quite interesting. In the first place, who are the great?
Everybody.
The great are the people who are doing their thing and having fun. The great are not people who are going out and doing somebody else's thing. They're doing their own thing. People who go out and do somebody else's thing and are successful at it are not the great. Not because they're doing somebody else's thing, but because they're not doing their own thing. They're fulfilling someone else's idea of what should be done, which is a noble thing as far as society and humanity goes. Because of this one fact, let's stick our nose up in the air as we say it, because of this one fact, they don't want you to be a leader. They want you to be sheep. The world designs us to be sheep. Cooperate with everything, support everything, believe everything, accept everything, don't judge, don't condemn, don't protest, don't have a mind of your own, don't think the thoughts of your own inner self. Think for the community. Think for what is the good of the community. Now you say, my God, Herb, watch it, you're talking on dangerous territory there. Yep, that's right. I'm talking on dangerous territory, but I'll get off it real quick, watch and see. We as humans are expected to act like sheep. This is what it is. Be your brother's keeper. Oh, how much were we taught that? And all of these other wonderful things like that. Now, that's how we've been designed by our society. Now, unfortunately, we were designed beyond, before our society ever thought of being a society. We were hatched out of the infinite, if you can say it in that way, and the infinite knows no limitation. The infinite says, go do and have fun and enjoy yourself. Now, here's a big point. The sheep are wonderful, but they do need a few shepherds. And the shepherds that most sheep have are rather limiting beings. People who say, do it my way or else. And we each have done that many times. We said, do it my way or else. I'm going to stamp my feet and shout and holler and get angry. And we do. We do. But you see, now we get to the great people. The great excel in simplicity, goodness, and truth. The great are doing what they're doing for whom?
For themselves.
For themselves. They don't care if anyone does what they have come up with. Do you think that it made Edison happy to have people use the light bulb? He was off on another tangent. He left the light bulb long before it became popular. He put that cause in motion, he demonstrated it, and then he went on to other things. Einstein, do you think he sat still with the E equals MC squared? Do you think so? Law of relativity? No way. He was perhaps his biggest destroyer. He wanted to prove that what he did was not correct. Because if he could prove what he did was not correct, then he could work on it. But if he only proved that what he did was correct, well, then it's done. It's a done deal, a done project. Now, the geniuses of this world, the Mozarts, the Michelangelos, the Sylvias, and the Ingeborgs, and the Ellens, they are not interested whether anyone likes their music or not. They're not interested whether anyone likes how they handle themselves as a practitioner in the ideal way, and they get results. Now, You see, I'm going to say this again, and I will say it many times throughout our sharing together over the many, many years we will share. When a practitioner is worthy of his, her salt, okay? The practitioner will say, you're home perfect, go on to the next thing, and never think about it. Never think about what they said you're home perfect about. And you know what happens? A spiritual healing takes place in which the person experiences their wholeness, but they don't remember that they were ill. Mm-hmm. Nor does anyone else remember that they were ill. And the practitioner surely doesn't remember that they were ill, because the practitioner never saw them that way. Now, you see, that's an ideal way of looking at it. But I don't want you to hear me say it's an ideal way of looking at it. That is how it works. That is what happens. And you are all too stupid to know that, because you keep saying about some things, I don't know. Now, if you truly are practitioners and you speak your word for peace on earth, that peace on earth actually is right now, you have done more than all the guns and all the munitions and all the management and strategy and what have you that every general has ever done or any country has ever done. And you know what would happen? When you really believe, and I don't mean really believe, but when you speak your word and forget it, the peace is there, and you don't remember that you even spoke your word for peace, and you don't even remember that there was a war, you don't even remember that there was a conflict that was disturbing people, and the people don't even remember it. But you see, you have to be very careful, because when you do things so absolute as that, then the game of being human and people finding themselves and finding their own path is kaput. It's no longer there. You have taken it away. Now, you must take it away, if you listen to me carefully now. You must take it away if you are a practitioner and if you practice what you believe. However, you don't practice on everything. You only practice on those things that come to your attention. See, this is what the great excel in, the simplicity, goodness, and truth of whatever comes to their attention. So, if you went to Jesus, and let's call him great and good and simple, truth, and you said, Jesus, heal me. And Jesus said, look good to me, you're home perfect. And if Jesus was acting as a practitioner, which he did most of the time, they would be healed, and nobody would ever write about it in any book or Bible, because they wouldn't remember they had been ill. You understand? Now, he taught them, go and tell no one that you are healed. And then they went and told others they were, and they were back at point one. Now, you see, he was being an honorable man, Jesus, by doing this. He gave them the opportunity to exercise a little bit of their personal integrity and dignity. And you can be sure, many did do that and did not tell anyone. You can be sure. And he didn't just say it to one or two. He said it to many. Now, why didn't Jesus go into their hospital? I'm sure they had a hospital of some sort where the sick were. Why didn't he go in there and say, abracadabra, jump out of bed, you kids, you're whole and perfect. And you don't even remember that you ever were sick. Now, maybe he did.
Yeah.
And we don't even know it. And we think we're so smart. We think that we've read the Bible, we've read these things, and we know everything. The Bible is only the human, the story of the spiritual development of a people, but the human story. The spiritual story can never be told, because the spiritual story reaches out into a dimension that has no word, that has no vocabulary, that has no dictionary. It has, you cannot say it. Hey, you're a dum-dum. You don't realize that you were sick and the whole world was praying for you because you were dying. You don't even remember that. You don't even remember that. Here you are running around as though nothing ever happened. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Yes, but you see, a master can know these things. And a master keeps a balance on earth. Giving just enough of those things, where you forget everything, and leaving enough of those things so that you build up your own awareness of your own purity and magnificence, your own simplicity, your own truth, your own goodness. You see, that's why the great excel in that. And you look at great men, and you say, well, Mozart was screwing around with a lot of stuff, you know, and Michelangelo, he did about that, but, you know, and all, you know, trying to take the pedestal out from under them. Instead of leaving the pedestal there and looking at all of their magnificence and not their humanity. They had to be in their families. If they were so pure as the white driven snow in their families wouldn't know what to make them. They couldn't handle it. And they chose to be in the family. Mm-hmm. And they chose, I had always thought Michelangelo was just sort of a skinny, runty guy, tall maybe, but and strong because he worked with his chisel and stuff like that. But nothing really special because he didn't eat right and he didn't do this right and he didn't do that. He didn't have his medicine properly. He didn't have anything, you understand?
Yeah.
He didn't have anything proper. But now, as we read about him in the internet, just pop into the internet for Michelangelo. And you will read the story of that man. It's gorgeous. He was an intellectual man. He was a poet, which we know he had to be. He was a magician, bringing magic out of stone and out of paints and out of things. And he was like Gregor in many ways. I can't do this and I can't do that. And then he goes and does it beautifully, you know? He played the game to maintain a human balance for himself as he gave the world the magnificence that he gave, and he surely did. His paintings and his sculptures are without comparison. And the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, I mean, my gosh, these guys poured it up, and then not only Bach, but Bach's kids, and Bach's Bach's kids, and Bach's 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 kids, you know, and they still continue being Bach's. And they're still pouring out beautiful music, endlessly. What a gene structure, or whatever you want to call it. But how lovely. You see, this is what it means. The great excel. They excel exceedingly in goodness, in truth, and in simplicity. Are you ready for that?
Mm.
Yeah. Now I'm going to say this to you. The stories that you get in the Thought for Today and in the Instant Inspirations are stories that nobody else has given, because everybody takes either one side or the other, the spiritual or the human. And I give you both because I know you've been there, because I know I have. And it's very wonderful. So, listen on. We have many, many more to come. And we'll have the joy sharing them together.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.